Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Angels are real helpers of God. You probably remember the story about Daniel in the lion's den. When he was down there, it was the angels who came and shut the lion's mouth. Our story today is about David, and when he was fighting the giant so big, God sent his angels to be with him too. So let's sing, God Sent His Angels.
When Daniel was down in the dark lion's den, God sent his angels to watch over him. When Daniel was down in the dark lion's den, God sent his angels to watch over him. When David was fighting the giant so big, God sent his angels to watch over him. When David was fighting the giant so big, God sent his angels to watch over him.
It's so much fun to watch God's animals outside. Maybe you've seen the squirrels gathering nuts, or you've watched the birds as they gather seed. Maybe you've even put food out for them. We're going to sing a song about feeding some of God's animals. Let's feed the squirrel.
Jesus made the nuts for the hungry squirrel. Let's feed the squirrel. Let's feed the squirrel. Jesus made the nuts for the hungry squirrel. Let's feed the hungry squirrel. Jesus made the seed for the hungry birds. Let's feed the birds. Let's feed the birds. Jesus made the seed for the hungry birds. Let's feed the hungry birds.
It's time for a fun food activity. Did you know that seeds are not just for birds to eat?
Yes.
There are lots of good seeds for us. And squirrels and chipmunks eat nuts, but they're good for us too. God gave them to us daily to eat to stay healthy. They've got good fat and good fiber. Can you think of the names of some different seeds and nuts?
Walnuts, cashews, and more.
That was good. What about sunflower seeds?
Sunflower seeds.
Pumpkin seeds?
Pumpkin seeds.
Chia seeds?
Chia seeds.
And poppy seeds.
And poppy seeds.
Almonds.
Almonds.
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Pecans.
Pecans.
Pine nuts.
Pine nuts.
What do seeds and nuts look like? They come in shells. You can ask your parents to show you when you eat them. Which nuts and seeds are your favorite?
Cashews.
Do you like them in cookies and smoothies?
Yes.
They taste good in cereal and in bread and smoothies or by themselves.
And still to cook pumpkins. That's the only thing you can do if you want to eat pumpkin seeds.
Yes, we can cook pumpkin seeds. Let's thank God for the good food he gives us to enjoy that make us strong. Our story today is about a brave boy who God made strong. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for true Bible stories. Help us to learn good lessons. In Jesus' name, amen. This story is about a young boy named David. Are you a young boy? Maybe you're not. Maybe you're a young girl. David's daddy owned lots of sheep. Do you like to take care of animals? Well, David did when he got big enough. David learned to take care of the sheep. While David watched the sheep, he liked to play on his harp. A harp is an instrument that makes really pretty music. David loved Jesus very much. David liked to sing songs about Jesus. Sometimes wild animals tried to hurt David's sheep. David didn't have a gun or a spear. He had a sling. David could put a stone in his sling and make it go fast. That stone would hit any animal trying to hurt his sheep. One time, a lion tried to hurt David's sheep. Another time, a bear tried to get a sheep. How scary! But David got rid of them both. Jesus helped David to save his sheep. David's big brothers were soldiers. Mean people were trying to hurt David's country, so the soldiers had to go and fight. David wanted to help, but he also had to take care of his sheep. One day his daddy told him, "You can go help by taking food to your big brothers." So little David listened, and he did. David talked to his brothers. Suddenly, a loud voice started shouting. It was a huge giant! The giant's name was Goliath.
"Send someone to fight me," Goliath shouted. "Are you afraid?" The soldiers were afraid.
So afraid that they ran away. "I will go fight," David said. "Jesus will help me." Was David a soldier? No. Was he even a grown-up? No, he was a young boy. All he had was a sling, but he was not afraid. David carefully picked up 5 smooth stones from a little stream. Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then he hurried to meet Goliath. Goliath was watching. The big giant looked down. He couldn't believe how young David was, or that David had only a sling to fight him with. All the soldiers were watching, too. David put a stone in his sling. He swung it around and around and around, then zing! The stone flew fast and hit Goliath in the head. The great giant fell down.
Thump!
Who helped David fight the giant? Jesus did. Have you ever fought a big giant? No, probably not. Have you ever fought with a lion? No? Are you sure? Did you know that Satan is like a lion that wants to hurt us? That's what our Bible tells us. But it also says that Jesus will help us to be safe from Satan. We can ask him, and Jesus will help us to be safe. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is 1 Samuel 17:45. I come to you in the name of the Lord. When I say, I come to you, you can point to yourself. I come to you in the name of the Lord. When we say, Lord, point up, and not just point up, you can raise your whole arm over your head. Point up to the Lord. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Now let's say it together. I come to you.
I come to you.
In the name.
In the name.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
1 Samuel.
1 Samuel.
17.
45.
It's time for prayer. Let's fold our hands, close our eyes, and you can repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for the story.
Nature story.
Of brave David.
Of brave David.
Help us remember.
Help us remember.
That you love us.
That you love us.
And will keep us safe.
And will keep us safe.
From Satan.
For Satan.
We love you.
We love you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. In our Bible story, little David stood up to the giant Goliath. So our closing song today is Stand Up for Jesus.
Stand up. Soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory on to victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.